today from the Ohio Newsroom, could Ohio be a climate migration destination? Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Climate change is driving people out of places like California and Louisiana. It's a trend experts say will probably continue. So where will all those people go? Well, a new report from the social investment fund Invest Appalachia says places like Kentucky, West Virginia, and parts of Ohio are likely destinations. Joining me to talk more about this is Baylen Campbell. He's one of the report's authors and Invest Appalachia's Director of Community Impact. Hi, Baylen.
Hey, Erin. Thanks for having me.
Here in Ohio, we've experienced days this summer with wildfire smoke and really high heat. Is there really any place that's safe from climate change?
Safe is, I think, a relative word. Invest Appalachia's regional climate analysis is looking at the predicted impacts of climate more broadly, specifically in the Central Appalachian region. And while the region is experiencing increased rates of flooding and predicted to have increased rates of forest fires, the region is also predicted to be relatively temperate compared to a lot of the rest of the continental U.S.
Got it. Well, what makes Central Appalachia then more appealing than other places in the U.S. when it comes to the changing climate?
So based off the climate models that we've used in our analysis, the region is predicted to retain a fairly temperate, although a hotter temperature, but a temperate environment with higher rates of rainfall and general precipitation than the bulk of the Western United States. So that positions us very much in the same zones of habitability that you'll see are often predicted for other climate-receiving regions like cities in the Midwest.
Okay. Well, can you give us an idea of the scale of climate migration? I mean, how much of a population influx could we see in Ohio and in Central Appalachia more generally?
Yeah. And to be honest, the specific details of that are what we don't know exactly yet. You know, we do know that the UN is predicting climate-fueled migration will be in the hundreds of millions towards the end of the century. So we hope to continue utilizing this data to determine more specific recommendations for both community and economic development and investment more broadly.
Wow. Well, that is a lot of people. Do you think Central Appalachia as a region is prepared to take in so many people?
Not at all. I don't think that we as a region have the absorptive capacity to handle large inflows of newcomers to the region, both in terms of general infrastructure as well as specific challenges like housing.
Okay, well, what can places like Eastern Ohio do to get ready?
We need to prioritize how we can advance a just economic transition towards renewable energy, advancing food and agriculture production that is very much housed in region, is circular, that we can create more self-sustaining regional economic markets that both advance economic growth and sustainability while also aiding in the preservation and conservation of our natural environments. But on the whole, Central Appalachia's resources and people really fueled the growth of our nation's economy. And we believe that the mountains will play a pivotal role in saving it.
That was Baylen Campbell with Invest Appalachia. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.